Hello? Is someone there? Is it someone new? I can hear you. I can sense you. Please, come away from the door. I wish to see you. Who am I? I am the mistress of this home, of these mountains, of this land. As to where I am, I will answer soon, but please come a little more into my home. It is all right, human. You have nothing to be afraid of. Please step into the light. It is so dark in my temple here. I wish to see you. Ah, there you are. I see you there, little human. How strange. I feel no fear from you, only curiosity and wonder. Do you wish to see me? Yes? Well then, why don't you look up? No, wait, please don't run away. Please, please don't run away. I mean you no harm. I don't mean anyone any harm. It's just been so long since any one of your kind ever traversed these halls. Please, stay here. I would like to meet you. There. Now, isn't that better? It's wonderful to meet you, little human. May I hear your name, please? Oh, such a strong and yet gentle sounding name. My name? Huh. I have never needed a name before. I just merely am. Though I do recall one name that the natives of some islands far to the east called me. I believe it was Mothra? Does that suit your fancy? Very well then, sweet little human. You may call me Mothra. It is such a wonder to meet you. Wait. Hold for a moment. There is something about you. I do apologize for my antenna, dear human. I merely smell something on you. Something familiar. Oh, how very strange. You have upon you the scent of someone I know. Someone quite dear to me. Of course, you've met with her, haven't you? My counterpart? Well, I can smell her scent all over your body. I see that she had her way with you, and you with her. Oh, dear, no need to be shy about it, little human. She can be very passionate with what she wants, and it has been quite a long time since she took a mate. Though I do find it strange that you happened upon her so accidentally. I would love to hear the tale. Though I do think you craning your neck so to look up at me would grow tiresome. Here, allow me. There, how is this, human? Will this work for you? I do apologize for having not done this sooner. Hopefully, you'll find this form of mine a bit more comforting. Come, let us walk together. My counterpart wished for us to get to know one another, I'm assuming. Why else would you be here without her aid? And I wish to hear your story. I see. So Atlantis has truly fallen. I had felt a great loss of life and beauty many centuries ago, and yet it still feels like only a moment ago. The loss of all those wonderful beings, it breaks me. Oh, your condolences are appreciated, dear human, but they are not necessary. I've seen kingdoms rise and fall many, many times. It doesn't get any less painful, though. I love humans. I loved humans since the day you all started to become aware of yourselves. From the time you all discovered fire to this very day, I've loved your species. Always so creative and passionate. Others of my kind may find you more annoying, but I've always enjoyed your presence. Me? Well, I simply am what I am. Much like my dear counterpart, I too have gone by many names. Many cultures of the old world worship me as their goddess, but I am not one. I am merely a protector. I watch over the cycle of life and ensure that it never gets disturbed. I watch over all of this. This is what I protect, dear human. Life itself. From the smallest blade of grass to the largest of animals in the world, I care for everything. I love everything and everyone. Let me show you everything here. Take my hand. It's all right. You will be fine. See? Isn't it beautiful, human? There is nothing here but pure, absolute life, vibrant and full. Everything that lives here has no need of fear, for they are all protected. And it feels so wonderful to be able to share this with you. The first human in many, many of your years. I can sense that you appreciate everything here almost as much as I do. Oh, I knew that you would love everything that you see. Don't you just feel more alive by simply standing here? This is the bountiful gift of Mother Earth. This is what she promised us. And this is what I cherish most. This, her, and you. You know, I can see why my counterpart enjoyed her time with you. I can sense such a fire within you. The same one that I know she felt. Your skin is so soft, and you have such bright eyes. You're quite the attractive human. Here, let me show you something. It's a place in this valley that is very special to me. This spring, it is my most treasured place in this valley, in my home. Whenever I wish to be by myself and to just be one with everything around me, I float in the waters here. It brings me such a feeling of tranquility. I only ever show it to those whom I'm willing to trust. I trusted my dear one deep beneath the earth. And if she were to trust you, I see no reason not to myself. Oh, you have nothing to fear, sweet human. The water is very warm and clear. Come on in. I would love to have a swim with you. Oh, such strange garments that you wear. And they seem to hide the real treasure underneath. Oh, you are quite the swimmer, my dear human. Such a rush that you bring me here. I've brought many of my kind to bask in the warmth of my spring. Godzilla, Anguirus, Manda, Varan, Kumanga, Baragon, so many dear friends, lovers, and you are the first human that I have brought here, the first to see the magic of my realm. Tell me, my dear human, do you like it here? Do you like my realm? Do you like this jewel of life and beauty that I have brought to you? Oh, I knew that you would. I can tell that you have such a fondness for this, for my kind, for Godzilla, and perhaps for me as well. My counterpart saw something in you, a fire, a passion. She had a hunger for it. I do confess, I am curious to see what it is you possess that attracted her so. Your skin, it's so soft and brimming with life. Your eyes are like little stars in the heavens. And your heart, it's beating so fast. Do you feel mine as well? Go on. I wish for you to touch me. No, do not worry, human. You didn't hurt me. I just never really felt the touch of a human before. Don't worry. The fur won't get in your way. How does it feel, human? My heart? My breast? Oh, Mother Earth, your hand feels so amazing upon my skin. I wish to show you something. I hope that this isn't too frightening for you, human. I'm still very much what I am. A monster. Four arms instead of two, like an insect. Godzilla's form may be appealing to you, but I sincerely doubt that I would be attracted to your eyes like this. I'm too much like a bug. I'm sorry, but you would have discovered it sooner or later. I shouldn't have. Oh, your hand upon my face. I know this. Humans would do this whenever they felt affection for. Even though I'm like this, you would feel this for me. You do not find this weird? Two hands upon your face and two more upon your chest? Oh, you silly, silly, amazing human. I see why she of my kind grew to be so attracted to you. I would certainly like to know how she came to choose you to be her mate. Oh, don't worry. I don't plan to take you away from her. What's hers is hers. But I just would like to know what she saw, what she sensed, what she tasted. Oh, Mother Earth, it's true. It's so very true. Oh, this fire inside you. Oh, it's so consuming, so bright. I can feel it. Oh, human, let me see you. Let me feel you, taste you. Oh, your heart, it's beating faster just like mine. Oh, spirits, your hands upon my flesh, my fur, you feel so amazing. I must have more of you. Your lips upon mine. Wait, what are you? Oh, what are you doing to my neck? Your lips, your kisses. Did you just bite me? Do that again. That felt wonderful. Please, do it once more. I need... Oh, human, of all these little things you do to me, I know not what you do to me, but I do not want you to stop at all. Please, do not stop. I need this. I need you. I want you to show me the power that you showed my counterpart. I may not be as strong as she is, but I think I can find other ways to bring you pleasure. In fact, I think I can feel it. Something is rising there. I can feel it pressing up against me. Why don't you sit upon the edge of the water there? There. Now part your legs for me. I wish to see it. Oh, wow. So this is what it looks like up closer. I have seen your kind nude before, but I have never seen a human organ like this before. Penis, I believe it's called. It's so silly looking, and yet, looking upon it, it fills me with hunger, desire. Perhaps if I were to grasp it like this, does this feel good? I have one hand stroking this pillar of yours, and right below it, it seems to be some kind of sack. Oh, one hand to stroke you, and one to massage this other part of yours. How does this feel, my dear human? I can do this for you. And with my other arms, I can still hold your face. Oh, and taste your sweet lips. Oh, these noises that you make. It's such a gift that you give me, human. There is something else that I have seen your kind do for each other. Just keep sitting right there. Let me just lower myself to your pillar. Looking at it so close, I cannot stop myself. I must. Oh, Mother Earth. You taste amazing. Oh, dear human. Such a feast that I have here. No, don't stop with your chorus, dear human. You are giving me such a wonderful show, and I wish to hear you upon your zenith. Human, was that your release? Why didn't you warn me, silly human? I would have been ready for that. You actually tasted quite delicious. Oh my, now you wish to taste me? I wonder how I would taste to a human. Well, very well then, switch with me. I fear that my heart may just escape from my bosom. How could a human have such an effect on me so? It's mesmerizing. It's intoxicating. Here, allow me to spread my legs for you, human. Do you see it? My blossoming flower? I'm in full bloom, just for you. Even some nectar is escaping from me. I ask of you. No, I beg of you. Partake of me, please. Oh, human. Oh, I did not think that you would be so aggressive with me. Oh, you are feasting upon me. Oh, spirits. It's like an entire monsoon surges within my body. Oh, you are. You are making me quake, human. Oh, what you were doing upon my petals with your lips. And your tongue. I can actually feel you within me. Oh, I can feel you moving about in there. Oh, I did not know that it could be pleasured in such a way. This is. Oh, my mind. It's so hard to think right now. No, I don't need to think. I just need this. I need you. Oh, don't stop. Please, I can feel it. I can feel it right.
rising within me. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop.
Oh, human. Oh, you are like the mystics of old. To weave such talent, so magic to have a hand in this. I can still feel the fire within me. I can see that you haven't lost your energy as well. Come. Let us become one. Lay with me right here, among the very land itself. I wish to see your eyes, your very soul as we merge right here, right now. Don't worry. My wings are fine when I'm on my back like this. Do not waste another second caring about me so. So very hot and hard. Truly, there is magic at play here. Oh, for I did not know that it would fill me so. Oh, Mother Earth, the way you move. I have my arms around you, and I need my other arms in the ground. I can't believe this. Oh, I never thought this would happen. Becoming one with a human. Oh, I love this. I love this so much. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, you're amazing. Is this how humans mate? Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I don't want this to end. I want to keep going. Oh, not just that. I want to know more. Surely there's more to human mating. Other forms, positions that you and I can take part in. Wait, there is? Please, I must know, human. I beg of you. I want to try you with one more. What is another way of mating? You want me bent over? And you take me from behind? Okay, human, for you, I will do this. It certainly sounds exciting. Does this work, human? Good. Don't waste another second. Enter me again, please. I need it. Oh, human. This is how your kind do it. This is... Oh, I have not the words. Oh, this feels even more amazing. Oh, I need to grip the grass and soil just to keep from moving your mighty thrust within my entrance. Oh, spirits, keep going. I don't want this to stop. I never want you to stop. Oh, this is beautiful. Such passion, ecstasy, energy. I can feel it all coming from you, filling me up. Wait, what are you doing? That's my... Oh, you're gripping my antenna. This is easier for you. Very well, human. Then hold on tight. For you, I will allow this. I'll allow anything, human. Oh, I'll do anything for you, human. If it means that I can partake of this inferno of pleasure that you give me. You may be Godzilla's mate, but that doesn't mean you need only mate with her. Whenever you wish, you may come to my temple and have your way with me whenever you wish. I could even see wherever you reside. I can come at night when no other humans are watching. I can find you, and we can have the night bear witness to our melding bodies. I can feel it. It's coming. Oh, I can't hold on any longer. I feel as though I'm about to burst. You feel it too, don't you? Do it. Release onto me the seed of a human. I want to feel it all. Don't hold back. Give it to me. Give it to me. I've done it. We've done it, human. I have never felt so warm before. I feel so full, full of life and love and heat. Oh, this is the greatest thing that I have ever felt in my long, long life. Oh, human, thank you for sharing this with me. You have given me so much this moment. I will treasure it for the rest of eternity. Please, continue to lie with me, human. I fear that we may have drained ourselves more than we probably should have. Here, let's hold one another. I would love to continue feeling your warmth for just a little while longer. I can wrap my wings around you. There, doesn't that feel nice? Let's enjoy this a bit more, my dear, sweet human. You just made this home of mine just a bit more vibrant.